What is going on, fam bam? Hello, and welcome to another episode of I See Dead Pixels. It is your boy, your pal, your homie, Colt. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope the weekend treated you great and fantastic. I hope you are ready to start off this week with a bang. I hope everyone's doing good. How are you doing? Great? Good. I hope so. I'm doing all right. Getting ready for the week to start here. Unfortunately, there was not a lot of news coming into this week. I promise next week we'll be able to prep it a little bit better. Really only have like one big news article for this week. And other than that, we'll kind of just talk about a couple housekeeping things. Keep this one short, keep this one sweet. Make sure you listen to it and get it done as you get dressed in the morning, super quick, ready to fuel you and project you into a fantastic week starting this fabulous Monday. Anyways, a little bit of housekeeping. Things are going all right over here. Been playing a couple games. I finished The Fall on Epic Game Store. That game was pretty interesting. Big fan. Was not a fan of the fact that you finish it and then it says continue with the sequel on the game store. Personally, not a big fan of the fact that you already had the fucking game done and you decided to break it up into two separate games that you could charge for. But that's beside the point. I think the game's super good. I'm going to wait till the sequel gets released onto the free section because that's how I got the first one. But it was interesting. Definitely an interesting game. If you have it, I think it's worth the 3 hours to sit down and play it. Puzzles get a little challenging and a little bit difficult. But they're a fun little time, a little good exploration time. Yeah, definitely think it's worth it, at least if you already have the game. If you don't have it, I don't know how much the game is, but to each their own, I should say. After that, I've been playing some more Stray, really enjoying that game. I need to get back into Dying Light 1, but that game is just creepy and anxiety-filled. I don't know how people played it. I try to sneak around. I get caught. All my weapons just get destroyed super fast. I get swarmed. I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to do. But other than that, it's a fun game. Totally great. Don't go outside at night because that is a whole other nightmare. But other than that, it's a very good game. Definitely recommend playing it if you have it. Other than that, let me think. What else have I been playing? Oh, I did start a new demo today that I think any sports fan should 1000% go and download the demo and try it out. It is on Steam. It right now says it's unsupported for Steam Deck, but I was able to download it to my Steam Deck, the demo at least, and play it, and it worked flawlessly. It is called Toe to Toe, and it is this roguelite hockey game that it is super, super duper fun. One of my big complaints that I've always had within the last 2 months that I've owned my Steam Deck is that Steam doesn't have a lot of sports games that you could download and play aside from like Super Mega Baseball, which I already have on my Switch, so I'm not going to buy it a second time. But there's not a lot of sports games, and that's what I would really love to play. This game is, like I said, a roguelite hockey game. It is definitely insanely fun. They caught lightning in a bottle with this. I cannot wait for this game to become like fully live and not just in demo mode. I am 100% buying it day one. I hope there's a little bit of online support. it is a very fun game. I strongly suggest you guys to go out and find it and at least try the demo, if not purchase it. It's a fun time. Definitely suggest it. But other than that, and a little bit of Rocket League, other than that, I have not really played anything new. Got to kind of reset the list for these next couple weeks of stuff that I got to play and hopefully complete. I want to get Forspoken eventually, just haven't had a chance to. And yeah, I think that's about it. I think that's really, oh, and Hogwarts Legacy, which comes out next week, will be super fun to play. I think about those two games, and yeah, other than that, there's not really much else to play, I think. Or I guess that what I want to play, I should say. My apologies, fam. Yeah. Other than that, let's talk about the top story, I should say. Biggest news article that came out from this week that I think a lot of people are going to have some issues with. And it's kind of an interesting little swindle, should I say. So for those that haven't heard for the past few years, the Nintendo Switch has been great. The Joy-Cons are super revolutionary. They're super awesome, super fun. There's just one big problem with them. And eventually after, let's say about a couple months of use, the joysticks start to kind of drift a little bit. And I think there's like dirt that gets caught in the contacts. I don't know if it just wears out super fast. I'm not sure, but they kind of start to drift. And basically what that means is if you're not like holding it or anything, it kind of just thinks that you're already pushing the joystick in a direction. And so, you know, whatever that joystick is connected to kind of starts to just move on its own. And it is super annoying. Let me take a quick sip. Thank you. Anyways, it is super annoying. There's a couple ways that you could fix it. Number one is sending it into Nintendo, which takes a couple weeks, and that's kind of a problem. Another way is you can actually go on, you know, Amazon and multiple places and buy replacement joysticks. And as long as you have a little bit of a confidence, you can open up the Joy-Cons themselves and replace the joysticks with new ones. I've done it myself. It's not difficult. It is a little bit tedious and a little bit stressful because there are very tiny springs and triggers and whatnot that will pop out of place, and then you got to run around your room and try to find them. And that's where the stress part kind of comes in. But it is super simple. And from what I've seen, the joysticks that I've bought as like a secondary market joystick has worked a lot longer and ran a lot better than the original joysticks. I think it's great. Anyways, though, aside from that, a lot of people were really fed up. And, you know, reason being, they purchased this for their child as a gift or whatever. And, you know, a year in, it doesn't work as well as it used to anymore. So they, quite a few parents decided to basically create a class action lawsuit against Nintendo for it. And hoping that it was going to make a change. Problem is, Nintendo has now come back and said that basically the agreement that the parents signed when their children got their Switch makes the parents the de facto owners. And what that means is that they are technically the secondary owners, but their kids are the main owners. With that being said, in their agreement, they say that de facto owners don't allow lawsuits because their kid is the original owner of the Nintendo device. So technically their kid would have to file the lawsuit themselves, and the parents can't because they're considered the secondary owner of the Nintendo Switch, thereby negating all these class action lawsuits against them that the parents did. To me, that is hilarious because they found another one-up against the consumers. And it's kind of just funny that they were able to find this loophole deep, deep inside their own end-user license agreement. And who knows, they probably had that in there for who knows how long because they were just hoping one day this thing was going to crack and it was going to work. But it's also super funny the fact that your hardware does not work well to the point where people are willing to make a class action lawsuit against you. And you knowing that, were able to basically have a backup in the end user license that says, oh, well, if these people are the, or I should say, the owners of the Switch can be any age. If it just so happens that they're under the age that the parents would need to step in and create the lawsuit themselves, well, too bad because the original owner didn't technically file this lawsuit. I find that super funny in a frustrating way, I will say. But it's very interesting to see how that kind of came to be, should I say. Yeah, who knows what's going to be the next step. Kind of seems like you're purposely trying to screw over your fan base, but we'll see how that kind of bodes. On top of trying to screw over your fan base, not really so much screw over your fan base, I should say, but Nintendo also joined the group of Sony and Xbox who said that they will not be attending E3 this year, which kind of raises another question of what the hell is going to happen at E3 that no one really wants to be there and be a part of. Is this kind of the last little death of E3? And is it even worth being in person for anymore versus just having kind of a mainstream that all these people can go to? Or are companies going to start kind of branching off of even that and saying, you know what, screw it. I mean, Nintendo already does their directs. They haven't done it often as of recent, but they used to kind of have it every few months. At what point do you think Nintendo kind of just says, screw it, we're just going to do this ourselves? Maybe that's kind of why they've backed off of the every couple month doing a direct, to kind of save up for this summer, quote unquote, E3 event. Who knows? But it's kind of interesting that the companies are taking the quote unquote news side into their own hands. And it'll be interesting to see what they kind of come out with it. And it'll be interesting to see what happens with E3 going forward, especially the pass or fail that is going to happen this year with not even having the big three there. It should all be interesting. Yeah, let me know what you guys think. What do you think about that? What do you think about the whole Nintendo lawsuit? Quick little update as well. I've got everything set up for streaming game development. We're going to get that started here very shortly. I appreciate you guys being super patient on it. And just know that it'll be going up here pretty soon. I'll be making an announcement in the Discord. If you guys aren't in the Discord, please go ahead and hop in and join. We would love to have you hang out. And last thing I want to ask is all the lovely listeners of the new path of this podcast. I would love, be absolutely elated, appreciate it, no doubt, if you guys could just share this and bring in some more listeners, bring in some more people to hang out with the community and join in on the fun. Yeah, it would be greatly appreciated. Other than that, I think that's about it for this week. Let me know if you guys have any segments you would like to hear going forward as well, and I would love to mix those in too. Yeah, other than that, guys, I hope you have a fantastic week. I hope your weekend ended well, and I hope your days go by quick and easy, and they are as great as you guys are. With that, I hope you have a great time. Thank you for listening, and remember, you are special. Cheers, guys.